David Fletcher.
Left wing Wiching open for that three again, and again it's good. Wing with her third three.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
3-2-1, and it is official. Thorbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
And thank you, and welcome to Gettysburg, South Dakota. It's the Sodak 16 Class B, number 8 seed James Valley, or number 9 seed James Valley Christian, number 8 seed Lemon, to battle for a trip to the state tournament next week. Sponsors of our game tonight, James Valley Christian sponsor Ben Meyer Auction Service. Our area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, Attorney General Office, Gary's Hill Auto Glass, and Mir Family Hair Care. Hey, it comes down to this. One game, 32 minutes. City in the state tournament next week. Loser hands in the uniforms and is done for the season. You would expect the 8-9 matchup to be a tight. Lemon, number 8 seed, they're 19-3. While James Valley Christian, the 9 seed, is 15-6. So a good matchup here tonight. Interesting in that the common opponents, basically the two schools, really have not been able there. So this is what you like to see in when you get to this stage of the season, teams that are not familiar with each other and battling in a big. Talk to both coaches, Ryan Cohn, coach of Lemon, and Krista Robinson, head coach of JVC. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
$1 million respiratory problem. Time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3. And your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their passion for providing exceptional care to its patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson guides you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to say HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, it's buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a home today. Give us a call, 352-1300 or .com.
Tiger 95 and 13.
Getting set for the Sodak 16 Class B final here tonight in Gettysburg. Lemon Cowgirls, James Valley Christian Vikings to a battle tonight. Talking with Lemon coach Ryan Cohn. They come in with a record of 19-3 on the season. And coach, just your thoughts on the season. Obviously 19-3. Do you see this type of season coming?
I think we were anticipating a pretty good season. I didn't know if it would be quite 19-3, but we actually. We were playing some really good basketball early, and Byrie hurt her elbow in when we were playing Harding County in our conference, and they're the second, rated number two in the state right now. And we had the lead at halftime, and she hurt her elbow in the halfway up through the third quarter, and then we were down by two at the end of the third, and then we ended up losing that game, and then we kind of lost a little momentum after that. Jordan Cohn, she'd pulled her hamstring a couple games before that, so about midway through the season we were struggling with some of our starters, so games, and still playing with kind of a sore shoulder, but she's shooting pretty good again for us, and Jordan's pretty well healed up with her hamstring, so other than Allie, she's kind of our floor general, our senior, she's got the flu pretty bad, so she's not feeling very good today, so it's all game. So
talk about your team. What are some of the things you like to do?
We're kind of a get up and down the floor and push the ball. Different defenses, throw a little press at them. I know not a lot of teams have pressed them this year, probably for a good reason, but we're going to give her a shot. And we're going to, you know, we like to shoot some threes. So, you know, if we're on, we're tough. And if we're off, it gets to be a tough night. But we got a lot of different scorers that can
run this matchup tonight. This is the way I think a SODAC 16 should be. There's no common opponents. You have really no history, the two schools, maybe outside of track at the state track meet. So that makes just for an interesting matchup.
Yeah, and it's super hard to, and I'm coach would say the same thing, it's super hard to judge and some of those intangibles that, you know, you can't really, I mean, you can see what they're doing, but how fast they're doing it and how smooth they're doing it. And we're going to be in the same boat to them because it's just really hard to judge a team off of film. So, I look for a couple early timeouts with some adjustments for ends, and this thing's going to go to the wire. I'm sure it's going to be a really good game.
Brian Cohn, head coach of Lemon. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. After a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. Then I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to reduce my pain and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly
recommend LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Stop in to see today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooters' famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooters Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here getting set for the SODAC 16 matchup trip to the State B tournament on the line tonight. James Valley Christian and Lemon. Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley. They come in with a record of 15-6 on the season. And coach, talk here. I know you had said two seed and things just clicked.
It did. You know, the last 3 years prior to this year, we just kind of, we'd be fifth seed and we'd have to upset the fourth seed and then we'd go play the number one team in the state. Well, we do have the number one team in the state in our region again. But this year we set ourselves up better with that two seed. It was nice to host Woolsey that first round. Our girls were comfortable at home. We came out, played well. You know, went in and played a very scrappy Newbrook team where they came out firing and, you know, right away we jinxed at this game or not. But the girls settled in and did a good job, you know, and finished the game. And it was exciting for them. You know, they've worked really hard to get past that point. So it was fun to see them reap some benefits of the hard work they've put in.
Now, you haven't really met in anything in the two schools' history except maybe at the state track meet. So kind of going in with both coaches just trying.
River basketball versus East River basketball. You know, we're meeting in central part of the state. So, yeah, it is. It was a little bit different. You know, back in home, you know every team because you've been playing them since the third grade, so you pretty much know how to stop them. So to come in, we had to completely, you know, get a bunch of films. We broke them all down. You know, they're a nice team. They have a couple good shooters, and they have some height on them. So I think it's going to be a good matchup for us. And, you know, we prepped the girls really well, so I think we're ready for whatever they throw at us. You know, they run a lot of similar stuff to what we've seen all season, so it won't be anything new. you know, we just told the girls, you know, we're proud of you guys for being here. Just relax and go play our game. Whatever happens, happens. You know, everyone wants to come out with a win, but we're still super proud of where they're at here now in the season.
And wrap it up with this. You know, I'm assuming I haven't really looked at what Lemon's done in the past, but I think this is relatively new for both teams here to be at this stage. So can you be relaxed and can you be, you know, just ready to...
You know, with our 15-6 records, those six losses were to team that time, you know, with Springs, Ethan, Lyman, Arlington, and then the other loss was to an A school, Groton. You know, we're battle tested. That's one thing with our girls, if they've been in tough, hard, close games. So this game isn't anything really new to them as far as if it's a close game. They've played a lot. They played the top teams in the top, to very good ball games. You know, there was very good learning experiences for us. So I think as far as the nerves, the girls are coming in. They're like, hey, man, we've played these before. You know, we played Arlington to a two-point game. We played Lyman to a six-point game. You know, those were top teams in the state. You know, Lemon, they're 8-8 right now. Well, we've played these teams like this. So I think that's helped us a lot with our mentality going into this game, that they aren't quite as nervous. They're like, hey, we've been to our turn to get one of them.
Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Sun finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy Furniture. Largest retailer for Sealy, Stearns & Foster delivery is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're like a lot of South Dakotans. You've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the Internet as their playground, and they're constantly before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And welcome back to Gettysburg, the land of D.K. Osier. Tonight, it's high school basketball, Class B, Sodak 16 girls, James Valley Christian Vikings, and the Lemon Cowgirls. Winner goes to Rapid City next week. Here's the starters, Lemon, Coach Ryan Cohn, record of 19-3. He starts two of his own daughters, Jordan Cohn, a 5'4 freshman, Allie Cohn, a 5'9 senior. Also starting, Jaden Byrie, a 5'3 junior. Tori Maher, a 5'8 senior, and Kelly Lynch, a 6-foot senior. James Valley Christian head coach is Krista Robinson. They'll start Addison Knight, a 5'9 freshman. Rihanna Hood, a 5'6 senior. Kaylee Robinson, a 5'9 junior. Addison Bartholo, a 5'10 freshman. And Alexa Gertz is a 5'9 junior. Lemon 19-3. James Valley Christian is 15-6. The teams don't have any common opponents, nothing of that nature. So basically both coaches going on scouting reports from other coaches. You'll find out a lot more about each other probably in the first 2 minutes of the game than all the scouting they've done here in the last week. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling the game tonight. Mark Logan, Mark Ulrich, and Darren Utek. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Looks like we're ready for the national anthem. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute and reach a minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
to last these days. Well, here's one that's easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Now we're still doing the national anthem here and be ready to tip off shortly. There's the national anthem, and we are ready to go. Good evening. I'm Jeff Duffy in Gettysburg, South Dakota, my first of this city. Not only the home of D.K. Osier, but my college roommate in back in the old days, Mark Stone, hails from Gettysburg as well. James Valley Christian in the road black, their lower seed, they and Lemon in their home white with blue numbers and letters and blue and black trim. I'm near center court. And James Valley Christian going to my left and Lemon to my right as we are ready to tip off for a trip to the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. Lynch will jump for Lemon. Addison Knight for James Valley Christian. The tip controlled by Lemon. And they'll get into the offense with Allie Cohn, a senior. She's been under the weather, but not going to miss this game. Jordan Cohn, the ninth grader, drives down corner lane. Back to Allie Cohn around the perimeter. Backs her way into the paint. Ten-footer. Bounces it in. And Allie Cohn gives Lemon the 2-0 lead. Full court pressure. And James Valley Christian breaks it easily in the front court. Robinson in the corner. Bartholow. Rebound Lemon. Jump stop. Cohn gets it in the front court. Byrie. Byrie hard to the hoop. Bank it in. Count it. She's fouled. Lemon aggressive. Byrie goes hard to the hoop. And she'll have a chance for three-point play. And for the first 45 seconds, Lemon's the one coming out strong. Foul is on Knight. First of the game, either team, and a free throw here for Byrie, and she'll knock it down. Court in the back court. Gertz gets it up ahead. Robinson cross court. Hood to the hoop. She gets it. She counts it. They break the press and got Hood wide open underneath. Rihanna doesn't do a lot of scoring, but she was wide open there and drew the foul from Kelly Lynch. And James Valley Christian on the board with the free throw pending for Rihanna Hood. Free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Bartholow. And James Valley Christian will settle into the offense. Knight goes off right side Robinson. Knight back top of the key. Left side Hood. Hood back up top. Gertz. Now Hood again on the left wing. Feed it in. Low post Robinson. Reverse layup for two. And just like that, James Valley Christian, a four-point possession basically with the offensive rebound. It is 5-4 Lemon. Cowgirls into the offense. Allie Cohn gets a screen. Reverse it left side. Drive by Cohn. No good. Rebound by Cohn. Looked like she had a wide open lead of the game. Drive, kick out, Gertz for three, left wing, back of the iron, no good, long rebound out to Hood. James Valley Christian, Gertz up top, Robinson. Robinson gets a screen, dribbles right, Knight in the corner. Robinson, right wing, cross court, Gertz on the left side. Gertz a couple of dribbles up to the key. James Valley Christian, high post, Bartholow, open three for Hood, no good, but again, offensive rebound, almost offensive rebound by Knight. We'll end up with a jump ball, and possession will stay with James Valley Christian. So the Vikings doing a good job of rebounding here early on. A couple of offensive rebounds. They'll inbound it from the baseline off the possession arrow. Robinson, three, got it. Kaylee Robinson gives James Valley Christian, a 7-5 lead run for the Vikings after Lemon struck first. Cohn comes off the right side, looking inside to the free throw line. Here's the drive and a hand check call going to go on Robinson. That'll be her first and the second team on James Valley Christian. And Lemon will inbound it on the baseline to my right. Inbounds Lynch, gets it up top. Jordan Cohn. Cohn. Allie will run the show here for the most part. Gets a screen, comes back to the left. Jordan Cohn on the wing. Nice spin move, hard to the hoop. Gets inside a night, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Jordan Cohn will come. Door open, the layup good. Nice play by Jordan Cohn to stay with it. Torrey Maher, the bucket, we're tied at 7. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Pass in the middle again. James Valley breaking the press on the baseline. Puts up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Lynch can't come up with the handle. A break for James Valley Christian. They'll get another chance. Uncontested rebound. Lynch could not grab it. And the ball will be inbounded by Jerks up top. Reverse it left side, Hood. Hood to the free throw line. Bartholo, right side. Here's the feedback. Long three for Gertz. No good. Rebound and off balance and going to be grabbed by Maher. Into the front court. Cohn on the drive. Will back it out left side. Tied at 7. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Deep three for Cohn. Missed everything. Allie Cohn, perhaps a little bit too much adrenaline going there. And the ball will turn over to James Valley Christian. Lemon has pretty much pulled off the full court pressure just to have Jordan Cohn back trying to bother whoever gets Robinson. Three at the key. Got it. Kaylee Robinson with 8 points, and we have a timeout. Lemon, 4:03 to go, first quarter. 10-7 Vikings lead. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Dakota FM.
Quick out timeout taken by Coach Ryan Cohn of Lemon. Kaylee Robinson on fire with 8 points here in the first quarter. 3 of 3 shooting, a 2 and a pair of threes. 10-7 Vikings. Allie Cohn in the front court gives to Maher in the corner. Maher trying to post up Lynch. Lob it. Dangerous pass. Got it back to Allie Cohn. Now handed off to Byrie. Byrie fumbles the ball back up top of the key. Byrie pitches in the corner to Jordan Cohn. Jordan into the paint, goes back door. Ball deflected, but gets it to Maher, who banks it in for two. Maher, a good job of staying with it. She's got 4 points. 9, James Valley, 3:28 to go, first quarter. Into the paint, go through the double team. Blocking call on Lemon, and they will get. Haven't seen her score a lot in the games I've done this year, but boy, she's been aggressive here. Scored the first bucket of the game. She'll get 2 free throws here. The foul on Maher, her first one, hits that one. The lead back at 2, 11-9. James Valley Christian, first sub in to the game. Izzy O'Donnell, a ninth grader, on the floor for Maher for the Lemon Cowgirls. One more shot for Rayana Hood. Rattled it in. 4 points for Hood. 12-9, James Valley leads. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Into the front court comes Allie Cohn. Gives to Jordan Cohn on the left wing. High post Lynch. Goes back door on O'Donnell. A nice catch as she was starting to cut to the basket. Back into the middle, Jordan Cohn at the key. Jordan gets a screen, nothing there, drives to her left. Goes through a double team, leaves it back for Lynch underneath the basket. A little drop away, no good. And the rebound, James Valley Christian. Robinson pushes up ahead, Hood on the right wing. Back up top, Robinson gets things set for JVC. Straight man, it looks like this time, and steal on the play. Byrie stepped in front of Hood, down the floor, layup is good. Byrie with the steal and layup, she's got 5. 12-11, the lead 1 for James Valley Christian, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Vikings on the attack. They'll post it up. Low post right underneath. Easy deuce for Gertz. Had a mismatch. Her teammate Robinson found her first by James Valley. 2:10 to go. First quarter, dribbling to the left. Allie Cohn back up top. Jordan Cohn. Jordan uses a screen. Corner to lane stops. O'Donnell takes the three. Right wing. No good. Rebound underneath for Kaylee Robinson. Right side, Bartholo. They give her the three. Now she will take it. Got it. Bartholo with the three, and James Valley a six-point lead. Minute 40 to go, first quarter, 17-11 Vikings. Hand off, Allie Cohn. She'll go baseline. Got that one. Wide open, Izzy O'Donnell. That was much needed by Lemon. The lead 17-14. James Valley with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Hood on the left wing, flips in the corner to Knight. Knight a couple of dribbles. Top, swing it back to Hood. Low post, there it is to Gertz. And gets fouled, and right now there's a mismatch there wherever Byrie is. They list her at 5'3", and whoever Byrie is on, that's who's... Foul on Jordan Cohn is her first. She came over to help out. Free throw is good for Gertz. The lead 18 for Lemon as Lynch comes out. And free throw pending for Alexa Gertz. Second shot is good. Got them both. She's got four. Cohn will drive to the free throw line. Back door, threw it away. Picked out of there by Robinson. Almost fumbled, but James Valley Christian gets control. Hood drives to the block, to the hoop, and another block on Lemon. James Valley Christian aggressive, going to the basket, and Lemon has not had any hand throws in the first quarter. Foul is number two on Maher. Free throw good for Hood. She missed her first free throw. Now she's made three in a row for 5 points total. The lead back at six for the Vikings. Second shot. Hood bounces it off. No good. Rebound. Good block out by Maher. Here's the push up the floor. Up with 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. James Valley Christian up by six. Allie Cohn, top of the key. Flips to Jordan Cohn. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Maher, lob it to Jordan Cohn. She'll fake, drive, has a lane. Off glass for two. Jordan Cohn, 7 6 seconds to go. 4-point game. Robinson, right side Hood. Hood, Robinson forces up a three. No good at the buzzer. And after one, it's James Valley Christian 20, Lemon 16. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, 95.
25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated records with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland. If you want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calf? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle. Their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer for liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Start the second quarter. Lemon will have the ball first, trailing by four. Both teams shot the ball well in the first quarter. Lemon 7 of 12. James Valley Christian 6 of 12, but James Valley got to the free throw line. That's the difference so far. There's a foul going to go on Hood as she tried to slap the ball away from Cohn. Brianna Hood picks up her first team foul here quickly in the second quarter either way. Cohn will inbound it from the sideline to my right. To Jordan Cohn. He comes off to the left, backs it out against Gertz. Maher look for the cutter, not there. Now hands it off Jordan Cohn. Jordan will drive, gets cut off by Robinson, has to bring it back out. Reset. Jordan Cohn between the legs, using a screen. Knock clock. Allie Cohn way outside. Gets a screen to the left, 6'5", Cohn in the corner, Jordan Cohn, 3-2, Jordan Cohn will get a shot off, no good, and that's a shot, did not draw iron, Great defense by James Valley Christian. I was thinking, I don't remember Lemon even attempting a three, more or less making one in the first quarter, and that's a big part of their game. So James Valley Christian defensively has done a job to this point. Vikings on the left wing, Knight back up top. Gertz, now Knight again. They just play catch there around the perimeter. Hood on the right side. In the middle, jumper from the free throw line. Robinson, no good. Offensive rebound, Bartholow, up and in. Addison Bartholow with the off. That ties their biggest lead here of the first half, 6:39 to go in the second quarter. Maher, Alley with it on the left wing. Trying to get a screen from O'Donnell, now backs it out, right side in, too strong. Offensive rebound, Jordan Cohn, and will keep it alive for Lemon. Jordan Cohn on the baseline as Robinson on her. Gets a screen, open three for Cohn, no good. And Bartholow up for the rebound. Again, that's the member. Lemon taken. There's a double dribble on Gertz. Gertz wanted to throw it up ahead to Hood, but Hood wasn't looking. And James Valley Christian, 22. And Lemon, 16. Addison Knight picks up her second foul. James Valley Christian has not went to the bench yet. And, well, they're going to let Knight play with two fouls for the time being. Cohen with the inbound, Lynch outside, right back to Allie Cohen in the corner, dump it in, low post, Maher backs her way up, oh, I'll slow it up, Knight at the top of the key, Knight to the left, Rihanna Hood, Knight swinging around right side to Gertz, nice spin move, Knight into the paint, puts up a 10-footer, no good, rebound for Allie Lemon, no good, a second rebound, Maher couldn't get the put back either, and Lemon just not taking advantage of any of their opportunities. I have them 0-6 from the field here to start the second quarter, but James Valley Christian's only scored once. For Robinson, shoots over Lynch, no good. Lynch made her change the shot, rebound for Lemon. Boy, the pace offensively has slowed down. We played over 3 minutes of the second quarter and one bucket in the for between the two teams, that for James Valley. On the right side, Byrie will lob it in. Low, deflected away by Knight. Well, James Valley Christian, Daryl Franson, sophomore, checks in for Addison Knight. 4:38-16, James Valley. Bounce pass in the corner to Cohn. Jordan, now Alley with it. Alley free throw on her, right back to Alley Cohn. Alley dribbles left wing. Here's long three by Cohn, no good. Oh, the shot clock was running down. Didn't notice Jordan Cohn dead. Lemon still scoreless here in the second quarter. Up top, nice catch by Robinson. 14-footer in traffic, no good. Or offensive rebound, Rihanna Hood. Three in the corner, Daryl Franson, no good. And the left wing has to back it out as there's no transition opportunity. Low post to Maher, and she's fouled. Two shots for Maher. It looked like James Valley was almost sleeping there a bit on defense as all of a sudden Maher was just wide open right underneath the basket. Fouls on Addison Bartholow, her Valley Christian here in the second quarter. Free throw is good for Tori Maher. She has 5 points. First point of the second quarter for Lemon. They're back within five. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Robinson, 22-17. Vikings lead. Inside of 4 minutes to go. James Valley with the ball. Hood on the left wing. Back up top, Franson. Reverse right side to Gertz. Now Franson, top of the key, left side Hood. Go to the high post, knocked away. Jordan Cohn got in the passing lane. And the ball turns over to Lemon. Allie Cohn on the left wing. Couple of dribbles. Stops at the corner of the lane. Flips in the corner to Maher. Dump it in. Low post. Alley Cohn. Back out to Maher. She'll drive. Cut off. Jordan Cohn drives. The little running one-hander from 10. No good. Rebound James Valley Christian. 3-8 go in the second quarter. It's a 2-1 advantage. James Valley Christian here in the second. And Robinson half 22-17. James Valley Christian. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a comp, guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians, right care, right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340.
Gettysburg, Muir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. One final in Class A. T area took care of Mobridge. That was at the arena. 62-37 T area in their first state girls basketball tournament. Off the James Valley timeout. Vikings with the ball cross court. Robinson three, left wing short. Rebound up high with the board is Allie Cohn. Down the floor quickly, and James Valley Christian, and oh my goodness, Kaylee Robinson went down, and she's very slow to get up. Looks like she turned an ankle or something. She is on her feet, but it is bothering her. I think she picked up the foul, too. She did, her second, and right now not going to take her off. She's kind of feeling that right ankle. She was slow to get up. She did get up. Byrie, free throw is good. She's got six. That leads Lemon in scoring. The lead back at four, 22-18. We're going to have to watch Callie Robinson up and down the floor a few times. Both free throws good for Byrie. 22-19, ball up. Gertz on the right wing. Back up top, Franson. Left side, Hood. Working the perimeter. Going low post, Bartholow. Shoots around Lynch. No good. Rebound by Maher. And a steal by Robinson. She stepped in front of Maher and took it away. And James Valley Christian gets it back on the steal. Robinson three, no good. Offensive rebound underneath for Bartholow, and it'll stay on the James Valley Christian end. Work the perimeter, Franson. Now Robinson. Cross court, Gertz. Gertz fakes in the corner, Hood. Low post, Bartholow right under the basket. Bartholow open underneath, sealed off the defender. And she has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Bartholow with 7 points. The lead back at 15. Free throw is good and significant for Lemon. Maher picks up her third personal. Lead back at 6 for James Valley. 2:08 to go here in the first half. Off to the left, Allie Cohn. She'll drive into the paint. Deflected, Jordan Cohn on the right wing. Jordan will go baseline. Drives, and there's going to be a hat going to be called on Franson. She was slapping at it. They gave her a couple, but then decided, no, we're not. And 15 foul on James Valley, so free throws for Jordan Cohn. She'll shoot two, as that is the fifth team on James Valley. Free throw, no good. Lemon now 3 of 5 from the free throw line here in the second quarter. Second free throw. No good. Offensive rebound, Maher. Right side, Byrie wants to use a screen. Spins back to the other direction. Top of the key. Looks back door and lobbed it to Cohn. And careless pass, and Robinson gets it off the steal. Oh, Bartholow, 10-footer in traffic. No good. Rebound for Maher. Down the floor. Long pass. Byrie missed the layup. Long pass. She was alone. Had a step on her girl, but could not get the layup to go, and back comes James Valley. Three for Gertz. No good. Both teams just struggling to shoot the ball in the second quarter after shooting above 50% in the first. Three in the corner for Byrie. Got it. Byrie with the bucket, and it's a three-point game again. 25-22, James Valley. We're inside of a minute to go in the first half. Robinson will walk the ball up and set it up. Franson on the right up top. Robinson, now Franson. Valley Christian looks to be patient. High post, Bartholow. Gertz on the right side. Franson, ball tipped away and stolen. Cone to cone. Allie coming up the floor. Still on the drive. Stops baseline. Free throw line. Lynch, 15-footer. Got it. Lynch, her first bucket in the first half. See if James Valley holds it for one. 14-13 seconds to go. Franson on the right wing. Hood at the top of the key. 9-8 seconds to go. Gertz for three, right wing. Yes! Gertz, a deep three, right side. 1 second. Half court should at the half. James Valley Christian 28, Lemon 24. Timeout 2 minutes. Back to Gettysburg 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual, does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to lunch special, and available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their for any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers, bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize the best of luck this season.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit and performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, I highly recommend...
...1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're the voice of the James Valley Christian Vikings this evening at the half. James Valley leads Lemon 28-24. James Valley Christian led just to got the lead higher than six and had chances to do so. But a four-point game here at the half. Let's do a Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Lori and Kylie at the Mir offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. Call 605-883-HAIR, Mir Family Hair Care. 52-37. Game we have over on KOKK is in the fourth quarter, and Sioux Falls Christian handling business as they lead Miller 54-20. That is your Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard up their scores, but struggling to do so at this point. Again, 28-24, James Valley Christian leads at the half. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, and check out the stats. 2 minutes on...
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement in the sun. Hi, Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal out there. Four.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an... To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you news from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattress Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, Tour of Huron.
Halftime, it's James Valley Christian 28, Lemon 24. Here's the rundown of the scoring at the half for Lemon. 10 points for Jaden Byrie. 3 points apiece, five points for Tori Maher, three, Allie Cohn. For James Valley Christian, good balanced scoring. Kaylee Robinson, Addison Bartholo, 8 points apiece. Seven for Alexa Gertz. Five for Addison Knight, or five for Rihanna Hood. And that is the scoring here at the half for the James Valley Christian Vikings. I have James Valley Christian 9 of 24 in the first half. That's about 20, or about 35%. See if I added that right now. It should be 9 of 25%. Lemon 9 of 23 for 39%. James Valley Christian 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Lemon is 4 of 7 shooting the free AM FM Huron. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders manufacturing in Washington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug fitting lid. Bring a Washington into your farming operation.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen, a Dilly Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ Cake or a DQ Blizzard. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Gettysburg, I'm Jeff Duffy, getting set for the second half. Let's do Amir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. 35 4th Street, downtown Huron. Call 883-HAIR, Amir Family Hair Care. One final that I have so far in Class A, T area, defeated Mobridge. That game was at the arena tonight, 62-37. Started the most Christian leading Miller, 54-20, that game on KOKK. Into the third quarter, Arlington 50, Gayville Vaughan 40. Into the first quarter, Vermilion 13, Winter 12. That scores I have. And that is your mere for the second half. James Valley Christian will have position as we begin begin play in the third quarter. And starters back on the floor both ways. As Kaylee Robinson has shook off whatever that injury was at midway through the second quarter. She runs the point here as we start the second half. Right side, Gertz. Back up top, Robinson. Reverse left side to Hood. Top of the key, Robinson. Right side. James Valley being patient here. Low post. Get it tonight. Off her hands. Out of bounds. And they will keep it with James Valley. The officials kind of looked at each other. Vikings will inbound it on the baseline. They have 10 seconds on the shot clock. And Cohn couldn't quite save it in. Nearly a steal by Jordan Cohn for the Vikings here. Opening possession of the second half. And Robinson will bring it up. You got to hurry. Oh, good. Lynch has the rebound. Into the front court comes Cohn. That's Alley. Gives to Jordan. Jordan into the paint. Jordan Cohn trying to back her way in. Has to come back out. Byrie, no good, out of bounds, and will belong to James Valley Christian. Was a good look there by Byrie, didn't go. And the ball will belong to James Valley Christian. Both teams shot the ball well in the first quarter. The second quarter, though, was a struggle. We'll see how the third quarter goes. In the corner, Knight with the ball, back up top. High post. It goes to Barthel, and the ball stripped, and it's going to be stolen by Jordan Cohn. She got a three-on-two break. Nice bounce pass block, but a foul going to go on Knight. Looked like a pretty nice defensive play by Knight. And so a big call in more ways than one. Didn't give her the block shot, and she picks up her third in double figures with 11. Byrie missed a big chunk of the season with an elbow injury. She just came back here, I believe, in the last 3 weeks, but leads Lemon in scoring. Second free throw for Byrie, and the lead is 2-26. James Valley, 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Franson into the game with Knight in foul trouble. Hood on the right wing, double team back. Hood on the right wing, double team back in the middle. Barthelo in the corner. Gertz hit the last shot for James Valley in the first half and leads off here in the second half with a three. And the lead back at 5, 31-26. Lemon trying to keep pace. Little roller in and out. Offensive rebound, Lynch leans in for two. There's the offensive board for Lemon, and they're back within three, 31-28. Franson has the ball swat. Worked the ball around, and Robinson a wide open look in the paint. 33-28, the lead back at five. Right side, Lynch powers her way up. Low post, she's fouled by Barthelo. And inside to there now, we are seeing it here. Points for Lynch, her first trip to the free throw line. In and out, no good. She'll get one more, 6 foot senior. And the Vikings leading 33-28. Second free throw short. Rebound in the corner. Gertz grabs it. She'll come up the right side of the floor, being guarded by Cohn, but Franson gets control. Franson, top of the key. Left side, Hood. Flips low post. There's Robinson around Lynch. Banks it in for two. Robinson with a dozen. Biggest lead of the game. 35-28. James. Jordan Cohn, top of the key. Looks left. Hands it off to Byrie. Byrie gets a little contact, puts it up, no good. Rebound, we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it on the Lemon end. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. James Valley Christian with their biggest lead of the game at 35-28. Lob comes to Lynch at the free throw line. Gives to Maher. Maher, right side, Cohn. Cohn goes through the double team, banks it in for two. Allie Cohn, her second bucket of the game, she's got four. Court Franson has it in the middle of the floor. Back left, Gertz on the baseline, Hood. Up top, long two for Franson, no good. Offensive rebound, Robinson gets the rebound again. Flicks out to Barthelo, she'll put up the 10-footer. Baseline, it's good. Three chances, finally the basket goes in for with the bucket. And James Valley back up 7, 37-30. Handoff up top, Byrie. She comes back right, lobs it to Cohn in the corner. Low post inside, Maher up, no good. Rebound slapped out. James Valley Christian ball. Lemon wanted a call on that, didn't get it. And James Valley up by 7, biggest lead. They can extend it here as we near the halfway point of the third quarter. Into the front court. Top of the reverse and left. Gertz, another three. She's been hot. She stays hot. Gertz, last three shots have been threes. 40-30. James Valley to go. Third quarter. Timeout. Lemon. We'll take a break. 1 minute on.
Makes feeding cows easy, but are your cows getting everything they need? Corn stalks are low in protein, but Purina's Rangeland tubs are an excellent pre-choice option to help supply the protein cows require this time of year. Dakota Land carries Purina Rangeland cooked molasses protein tubs available with 12% fat. Supplemental protein will help your cow to feed the calf that she needs to put on the ground at calving time.
Dakota Land, as a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Full timeout taken by Lemon. They're down 10 with the ball. Byrie, right side, new girl into the game for Lemon. That is Kate Sheely, her first appearance in the game. Cohen-Fried Lynch backs her way in on Bartholow. Foul on Bartholow. That'll be her second. And to the free throw line is Cooper Falls Christian, defeated Miller 62-22, ending the Rustlers season tonight. Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Free throw good for Lynch. She has five first points in a while for Lemon, and they're back within nine. Second free throw. Bounces in. Got them both. Lynch has six. 40-32, the lead agent. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Franson gives it off to Hood on the right side. Hood brings it back up top of the key. Lemon in his zone. Watch her. She's been red hot from the outside. Franson, top of the key. There's Gertz. Left side Hood. I thought Alexa would take that one. Gertz, left side of James Valley being patient. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 3 minutes on the game. Throw line. Bartholow, no good. Allie Cohn going to come out with it. Long pass stolen away by Bartholow. Careless pass. Bartholow with the steal. James Valley Christian, a new possession. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Left side, it's Hood. Gertz, now Hood in the corner. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Will stay with James Valley. Vikings will inbound it from the sideline. 2:35 to go, third quarter. 40-32, James Valley leading. Gertz comes left side to Franson. Top of the key, Hood. Rayana, right side. 4:03 on the shot clock. Deep and no good. Rebound tipped and Lemon going to get the ball, but we have a jump ball. Possession will keep it with James Valley Christian. Robinson had to put up about a 30-foot three. The rebound was by Sheely, and then she just got immediately tied up, I believe, by Bartholow, and James Valley Christian gets the possession back. Here's the drive. Floater for Gertz, no good. And the rebound by Sheely. First miss in a while from the field for Gertz. Down the floor, Cohen with the scoop shot and an out. She had to shoot it under Bartholow. Boy, great look. Did not go. Back comes James Valley Christian. Bartholow, right side, up top Robinson. Franson, three. Back of the iron, no good. And the long pass leading to Jordan Cohn. Long pass leading to Jordan Cohn and missed the layup, but she's fouled from behind. Being intentional, foul will be on Bartholow, and that's her third. That's the one thing James Valley's got to watch here now. They have Bartholow and Knight with three fouls. Kaylee Robinson has two. Got the shooter's roll. Cohn with 3 points. And Knight's going to come back in with three fouls, replacing Bartholow with three. Lemon shaves it to six, 40-34, minute 40 to go, third quarter. Robinson, D.C., looks right to her, no good. Offensive rebound, Hood, and a foul going to go on the floor against Lemon. But offensive rebound, and James Valley Christian will keep possession on the hustle play by Rihanna Hood. Minute 21 to go, third quarter. 40-34. James Valley Christian inbounds. Gertz in the corner. Up top, swing it left side. Franson. Now Gertz again right side. Top of the key, Knight. Robinson, three left to go in the third. Sheely up top, Cohn. Deep three for Cohn. She answers. Allie Cohn, a huge three. Lemon needed that one. Back to a six-point game, 43-37, 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Franson again wide open. They're just not even guarding her now. Knight now Franson. She'll take another three. Got it. Gambled, not guarding her. She missed a couple, but she drains that one. Nine-point lead for JVC. And Lemon needs an answer. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Back door, try to get it inside to Byrie, but it's stolen out of there by Hood. Hood going to back it out, 15 seconds to go, and James Valley going to play for one. Try to get a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter. Hood, 7, 6 seconds. Hand it off to Robinson. Gertz, three, left wing, short. Rebound Lemon, and that will end the third quarter. James Valley Christian, 46. Lemon 37. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
afford it. Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years when you are hardly home doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their saloon in Woolsey.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Start the fourth quarter. Lemon's got some work. Vikings up 9. Lemon with the ball. They go back door to Cone. Oh, put it up short. Great play. Cone could not finish it. Rebound, James Valley. Gertz into the front court. Left side. Gives back up top. Knight back into the game. Now Franson. Franson starts the fourth quarter for the Vikings. And James Valley can afford to take their time here. Up 9. Early fourth quarter. Gertz in the corner. Four out, and Robinson playing the post underneath. Just worked the perimeter. There's Gertz. Oh, onto that step back three, but the defense got there. 6.5 seconds on the shot clock. Robinson, Gertz will take a deep three left wing. Yes! Gertz with four. And James Valley, their biggest lead of the game, 49-37, 7 minutes to go. Drive on Alley Cone. Alley dribbles off to the right. Starts the drive, backs her way in, has a lane, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Knight up with the board, and right now shots not falling for Franson up top. Reverse left side, Knight. Knight guarded there by Byrie. Get it back off right side. Now Gertz in the corner. Knight wants three, short. Rebound, though, air ball comes right down. Seconds on the shot clock. James Valley still with the ball. Flip it back to Robinson. She'll take a deep three, and that's an air ball. Offensive rebound, Franson, but she can't get the foot back. Oh, was a great opportunity. Did not go. Back comes Lemon. Drive. Cohn can't get the shot off. Hands it off to her teammate, and that was Byrie. Misses on the shot, and again, nobody can hit a shot here to start the fourth quarter. I guess we do have the three there for James Valley. 7:5:48 to go in the game. James Valley Christian up by 12. Work the perimeter on the right side. Bounce pass Hood. Low post inside to Gertz. Kick out three for Hood. Banked it. No good. Rebound on the floor. And coming out of there with it is James Valley. Franson wants three. She's got another three off the bench. James Valley Christian is up 15. 52-37 Vikings. 5:23 to go in the game. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Nutrition and Field Technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. It's bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school at
the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for crop insurance needs.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 13.5.3 FM.
5:23 to go in the game. James Valley Christian 52, Lemon 37. A pair of threes, Gertz and Franson. They got a lot of work to do now. Low post, Lynch. Double team kicks out, 15-footer. Rattles in for Jordan Cohn. She has 6 points. First bucket of the fourth quarter for Lemon. We hit 5 minutes to go in the game. The ball, Robinson. Into the front court, bounce pass left side, Gertz. Gertz holds it out there, being patient, brings it back, finds Hood out by the timeline. Left side, Franson. She's played a lot off the bench. Top Gertz, now Franson. Gertz on the right to a other Cohn, and she'll take it in, count it. It was Allie to Jordan Cohn. Jordan got the inside, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play with the foul called on Franson, her second. 4:28 to go. The lead is 11. The lead is 10 as Jordan Cohn has scored all 5 points here in the fourth quarter for Lemon and gets a steal. Maher with the steal. They bring the press back and Cohn traveled with it. Cohn was trying to drive. She got sealed off on great defense by Callie Robinson. And the ball turns over to James Valley. Robinson wants a timeout. 4:20 to go in the game. Vikings up 10. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4:20 to go in the game. James Valley up 10. Pressure by Lemon. James Valley stops, gets in the middle. Lemon wanted to travel. They might add a case, but James Valley does break the press. Gertz on the outside in the corner hood. Back up top, Gertz. Now Robinson. Robinson gets it outside. James Valley spreads the floor. They're going to use some shot clock here as we're at 4 minutes to go in the game. Vikings are up by 10. Franson playing catch with Robinson. Robinson starts the drive. Now Hood drives into the paint. Back door open to Bartholo for the layup. Great dish from Hood. Bartholo has a dozen. Vikings back up by 12. Three, top of the key, good for Jordan Cohn. Jordan Cohn has scored all 8 points for Lemon here in the fourth quarter. 54-45, the lead 9 for James Valley, 3.5 to go. Franson back top of the key, and again, James Valley using some shot clock. Robinson goes high post. Bartholo wants to drive, but has her pocket picked by Cohn, and a foul going to go on Gertz. Maybe went inside sooner than you would have liked. Gertz will pick up her first foul, second team on James Valley. And Knight will check in for Franson with 3:17 to go in the game. So Lemon starting to hit some shots. Not over yet. Lemon into the front court with Jordan Cohn. Gets a screen. Starts the drive, goes baseline underneath, reverse layup block, but right to Lynch, who banks it in for two. Lynch got the rebound. 7-point game, 54-47, inside of 3 minutes to go. Gertz double team, throws behind Robinson, got a hurry, almost a 10-second count. Official says no, it was at 25, but they say no 10-second count, almost an over and back there, and now a foul going to go on Byrie. Lemon is pretty livid at a couple of things there. First, they thought they had a 10-second count, and then they thought Gertz had a double dribble there, or over and back, excuse me. The foul on Byrie is her second. James Valley will inbound it with a fresh shot clock and 2:40 to go in the game. 7-point lead for the Vikings. Hood back up top, Robinson. Again, James Valley going to be patient here. Run some clock. Knight cross court to Hood, now Robinson. Again, let that shot clock run at 17, 16 seconds to go. Lead is 7. Ball slapped away from behind by Byrie, but controlled. Dangerous pass. And oh, a break for James Valley. Not a good pass cross court. And I don't know if James Valley is going to get there, but Byrie ran into Hood trying to get the ball. And that's number four on Byrie, and that could have very easily been a steal for Lemon. A fresh shot clock for James Valley, and Lemon keeps up the pressure. Hand it off to Robinson near the timeline. She'll come back left, find Hood in the corner. Hood back out to Robinson, and James Valley's run time off the clock here just by a couple of fouls by Lemon. Knight on the right side. 2 minutes to go in the game. James Valley up by seven. On the left side, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Knight bounce pass Robinson. Free throw line jumper. Rattles it in. Robinson rattled it in. And James Valley back up by nine with a minute 46 to go in the game. O'Donnell in for Lemon. I assume she's a three-point shooter. She hit one in the first half. First time on the floor here in the second half. Lemon's got a score. Cone starts the drive, stops, looks in the corner, cone to cone, and ball deflected out of bounds by Knight. And the clock down to a minute 35. 56-47, James Valley on top. Long three for Cone, no good. Rebound tip, Bartholo tipped it to herself. Lemon wanted a push off, didn't get it. And minute 22 to go, we have a foul going to go on O'Donnell. Her first, third team on Lemon. And we have a timeout, Lemon. Minute 22 to go, James Valley 56, Lemon 47, timeout. Of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.5.
Valley Christian and a trip to the State B tournament. Vikings inbounded and the pass goes into the backcourt, but Gertz catches up to it. And there's going to be a blocking call on Jordan Cohn. Next one will put James Valley Christian in the bonus. Fourth team foul on... Minute 19 to go. That's 79 seconds that can't tick off fast enough for JVC. Hood drives, has a lane, hard to the hoop for two. The middle of the lane was wide open. Hood saw it, blasted to the hoop. 11-point game. James Valley Christian closing in. Jordan Cohn for three. No good. Out of bounds. We have... Was there a foul? Nope. James Valley Christian ball. 59 seconds left. Four possession game. Full court pressure by Lemon. Lob comes into Robinson. She's got it on the run to the front court to Hood. Left side. Hood to the hoop. No good. Rebound and coming out with it is Jordan Cohn. She's going to push up the floor. Open three for Allie Cohn. No good. Rebound on the floor. Jump ball possession. James Valley Christian. 45 seconds to go and James Valley Christian can feel it now. They're up 11, 58-47. Full court pressure by Lemon. Backcourt to Gertz. She's fouled, and Alexa Gertz will go to the free throw line. Gertz with 16 points. She had three threes in a row at the end of the first half and the beginning of the third quarter. She's 2 for 2 from the line. 42 seconds left. Free throw is good. She can just about slam the door shut here. Makes this one. It'll be a five-possession game. Five-possession game, 60-47. James Valley Christian closing in on a trip to the state tournament. Lemon has to hurry. Drive by Cohn in the corner. O'Donnell for three. Got it. O'Donnell hits the three, and Lemon going to use their final timeout. 27 seconds to left. 60-50. James Valley, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Inbounds by James Valley Christian. A quick foul on Kaylee Robinson, and she'll go to the line for two. First free throw is good. The lead back to 12. No, excuse me, 11, 61-50. Second shot is no good. Rebound. Shot clock is off. 24, 23 seconds to go. O'Donnell, another three. No good. Rebound by Lemon. Get it outside, and a steal by Hood. And slam the door shut. James Valley Christian is going to the State B tournament. Will be the fourth ever appearance for the James Valley Christian girls at the State B tournament. Hood, the only senior starter at the line to shoot two. First one, no good. She'll get one more. One more shot for Rihanna Hood. Missed them both. Rebound underneath Maher. And really no hurry here now for Cohn and Lemon. 5, 4 seconds to go. James Valley just going to let them dribble it out. There it is, the final buzzer. And James Valley Christian has won the Sodak 16. And they will go to the B tournament in Rapid City next Thursday, the final, James Valley Christian 61, Lemon 50. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. And once again, we are back here in Gettysburg, where the James Valley Christian Vikings have advanced to the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. As I said earlier, fourth time in school history that James Valley has made the Girls B Tournament. They'll take a 16-6 record into the tournament. And we'll have to wait and see how the matchups go. If the top seven seeds win, it'll be a rematch with Arlington in the first round. I believe that'd be the first game of the day, but we got to make sure, or we got to see just how the rest of the games come out here during the course of the evening. Arlington did advance with a 69-57 win over Gayville Volland. On your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, Harding County, the two seed, they're in charge. They led Northwestern at the half, 42-16. So that's a couple of the scores we have here on your Meir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Lemon finishes their season at 19-4. They had two girls in double figures. Jordan Cohn had 12, as did Jaden Byrie. 8 points for Kelly Lynch, 7 for Allie Cohn, 6 for Izzy O'Donnell, and 5 for Tori Maher. For James Valley Christian, 18 points for Kaylee Robinson and Alexa Gertz, 12 points for Addison Bartholo, 7 for Rihanna Hood, and 6 points for Daryl Franson. Shooting in the game, I had James Valley Christian 20 of 51, and of course I didn't do the division on that. We'll see if we can do that real quick. 20 of 51 calculates to 39%. And I had Lemon 17 of 44. And that is 39%. Free throw shooting in the game. Lemon went 11 of 16. And James Valley Christian went 9 of 13. And that is the totals here for this game here tonight. So James Valley Christian are now in the process of taking down the net. Once everybody gets a piece of the net and gets a chance to get on the ladder, then Coach Robinson will wrap it up, and the Vikings will now get set to move on to the B tournament out in Rapid City. Seems like it's always in Huron, but it isn't always in Huron. It's going to be out in Rapid City, so road trip next week for the Vikings as they will head to the State B girls basketball tournament. We'll take a final timeout of 1 minute, or 2 minutes, and we'll wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.